Welcome and thank you for joining us on the program At The Marina today. My name is Hope Oriri, and it is my pleasure to have the mission to Seafarers Lagos talk to us about what it is starting the year 2022 with. So Marine Engineer Reverend Emmanuel Ilori, the Assistant Chaplain of the Management Committee Mission to Seafarers Lagos, will begin the discussions. Reverend Bimbo Aduroja, Chaplain of the Management Committee Mission to Seafarers Lagos, will also talk to us about this new project.
Mission to Seafarers, as you know, is committed to the welfare of seafarers, and as part of our effort to be able to deliver on this service. And if you think of the number of ships coming to Lagos, at least we say about a minimum of 3,000 vessels a year coming to Lagos, we realize that we need to train specialized people who will be providing the seafarers' welfare, including visits to the ships, or to be able to receive them admission to Seafarers Center, or to even be able to provide online support to the seafarers. So what we have done is to look for specialized, trained people. While we found this within the Diocese of Lagos has been kind enough to give us priests.
Okay, when you say specialized trained, what kind of training?
Because don't forget that the priests are specialized trained people who understand who understand the issue of support to people generally. So these are, and then, but in addition to that, because of the skill sets that they are bringing in, we have now trained them on giving them specialized training in ship welfare visitors, which was done by the UK authorities. So they finished that training in ship visitors' welfare.
Was that done in Lagos?
Yes, it was virtually. Done virtually for them. So the 13 of them have finished the ship visitors' welfare course. Now, next thing is for them to experience going to the vessel. So what we've done today is to give them the second aspect of that training, to prepare them to begin to visit vessels. So they have been trained comprehensively. Just anybody cannot go to the ship, as you know. So these people have, that's why we said they have specialized training to become ship visitors. And that's the advantage that we have in Lagos.
Okay, so what kind of thing predominantly would they be doing when they go on these ship visits?
Well, don't forget, I mean, seafarers generally, you understand the difficult environment in which they work, and so they need this support, both physical, pastoral, emotional. And what these people have been trained to do is to actually go there to be their friend, to identify with them, to understand some of the challenges that they may be having, and where the challenges are serious, to be able to seek for help for them, which is may not necessarily be readily available. They will be able to tap into other resources, other networks that will ensure that seafarers that come into Nigerian port have a positive experience of coming to Nigeria. Don't forget, we want these seafarers to have a positive experience of coming to Nigeria. Some of them, their perception of coming to Nigeria is not very good. Well, Nigeria is not a bad environment.
But how well will this, their visits, just a visit to the ships, cover this aspect of trying to, because is it just going to be a one-off visit, see them and come back? But if you want them to have an experience, will it not go beyond just going to visit them once?
Well, we don't forget, the visiting them at the starting point. Okay. When you visit the vessel, the seafarer man said, you want to go and experience Nigeria. You want to go out, but then they'll be able to go out in the company of somebody that they can trust.
Good.
That they will feel safe. And don't forget, we have a mission to Seafarers Center here. Somebody can go there who will bring them back to the center to have a different experience. They might want to come out just to experience what Nigeria is. You cannot trust these people just with anybody, but these are people who have been trained, who they can trust. And them going to this, I'm coming from the mission to seafarers. The seafarers are international people. The mission to seafarers is international. So when they engage with them, they know who they are engaging with. and they know that once the standard we expect of a chief visitor from the mission to seafarers in Lagos is the same standard that you see in Johannesburg, in the same standard you see in Singapore,
anywhere
over the world, is that uniform international standard that you will see.
Okay, fine. Now, what kinds of activities would we be seeing now?
Well,
here at the
again,
Seafarer
that is depend. Don't forget that now we are developing the Seafarer Center to international standard. Yes, we still have a lot of work to do to develop the Seafarer to the mission to Seafarer Center. That's why we keep saying we need support to be able to bring to provide more services here at the mission to Seafarer Center in Lagos. But yes, we have a center, we have a social center here already. The swimming pool will be ready very soon. We have the play area is going to be ready very soon. The games area will be very ready soon. The quiet area will be ready very soon too. So we're developing a whole raft of support services or welfare services for our seafarers coming to the center.
We look forward to seeing that very soon.
Definitely.
Too.
And we have a very brand new comfortable bus that will take them to go to the vessel that can bring them back here. And MP has promised to provide them with necessary security to cover them. So,
that's good.
So, and we are talking to MPA. Earlier on today, we just had Dr. Kuje, who is from the NIMASA, who provided another dimension for the experience of the seafarer. So we are doing everything in our power to make sure that seafarers that come to Nigeria have a positive experience of coming to Nigeria.
Thank you, Engineer Lori, for sharing this with us. Reverend Bimbo Adiroja,
thank you very
I just
much.
Want you to share with us on the new assignments by the mission to Seafarers Lagos have started doing for seafarers as a mission.
Okay, you know, majorly the mission to Seafarers is a charity organization, and our charity is to the seafarers mainly that come visiting our ports in Lagos. And what we have done as a committee now is, especially our plan for this year, is to make sure that we do only the thing that will directly affect the seafarers positively as far as their welfare or welfareism is concerned. So, and in regards to that, two major aspects of our work is ship and center visit for the seafarers. That is why we now have people that have been trained for ship visiting. We'll be going on board, meet with the seafarers, seek after their well-being, how we can help them and all that. And if they need to come out of port, we bring them to the center. So two major things now on our table is to fix this center and put all the facilities in place that will be, you know, good for the CVR visiting the center. So that's why we are trying to do a lot of renovations and make sure that things that will benefit the CVRs, they are in place, so that when we bring them out of the port to visit here, they feel at home, they relax before they go back on board. So, and the other one is regular ship visit, and that's why all the chaplaincy assistants that we've trained, they've done the online training. The one we have started with today now is the physical physical training, and that's what we have started.
So, how many people were training, or how many in number?
We train, apart from myself and the assistant chaplain, we train other 13 priests as sheep volunteer sheep visitors.
Fine. Have you considered maybe what sheep we are going to visit, or which one, maybe the time frame? Maybe every month, every week,
Our plan is to make sure that we go to port, go on board at least twice every week. As if you have trained not less than 13, we will do a roster. Because if you are going on board, it should be maximum of 3 people. So we do a roster. so that those who go on Tuesday, another set will go on Thursday, the following week another set. That's what we are planning.
Okay, and I know one thing with every human being, away from socials and the rest, people will look forward to the spiritual or pray for me and pray for us. If you look at the experiences you've had, what kind of agenda have you prepared? What have you prepared to take care of that aspect?
You mean this aspect for the seafarers? Fine. You see, in our plan, what we have in our plan as volunteer chief visitors is to train those who are ordained priests and those who are laity who are not ordained. Because we know that the spiritual aspect is more important. That's why we started with the ordained priest. Because anytime we call on them, they are there. Because the seafarers, we know that they go through a lot spiritually, physically, psychologically. So they need prayer, they need counseling, they need our support. They needed us to be there for them. Just they need people to share their bodies with and their relief. They need people that will just listen to them. And so that's why we are there. So even though our welfare services is to different religion, as far as they are seafarers, those who have faith, those who don't have faith, we speak to them. So when we minister, welfare to them, any of them that need prayers, we offer prayer. Any of them that needs counseling, we counsel them. So we offer spiritual support.
Thank you so much for this that you shared with us, and we look forward to the activities that you'll be doing, that you'll be sharing with us what you are doing too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.